Hello there, Consciousness Circle members, and thank you once again for joining me this week. I'm here to talk to you about the lunar eclipse in Sagittarius happening on May 26, 2021. This eclipse is a really beautiful eclipse. It's an eclipse that, while it is asking us to surrender to change and inevitable release, it's also asking us to believe before we see. To me, that's beautiful because as a human being, it takes away this need to try and control a certain outcome. It takes away this need to try to know all of the answers before something actually happens. And what it reminds me of is that I am a co-creator with this universe of my reality, but only if I allow the universe to co-create with me. Eclipse seasons are the time in which we take a humble step back and say, all right, universe, take the lead. May, June, and July are going to be months in which we are going to understand that certain belief systems that we've held for a really long time are really no longer for our use. We no longer need them because we have outgrown them. Okay. So let me give you a few bullet points, a few facts about eclipses and eclipse seasons. So anytime we are in the middle of eclipses, this represents a time of release and change. These releases and changes can feel sudden. They can feel surprising. But at the same time, when they happen, there's a tiny part of us deep down inside that tells us that's exactly how things needed to happen. And look, I am not saying that if you experience a sudden change, that if you get a surprising call, I'm not saying that this doesn't take an adjustment period, because it does. And I'm also not saying that it is going to be completely clear for you as to why certain things are happening in May, June, and July. The full clarity of what will transpire over the next 6 to 8 weeks, the full clarity of all of that really will come to us late July, early August, and definitely at the end of the year. This will be a time in which we look back and say, that's when I started changing my mind about XYZ. That's when I looked into different solutions. That's when I looked into different options. That's when I ventured out to do something completely different. More than anything, eclipses, especially lunar eclipses, any lunar event is an emotional event, and it represents something that we hold close to our hearts because it brings us a sense of home, a sense of comfort, and a sense of safety. Those are all attributes of the moon in the zodiac. But a lunar eclipse represents a time in which we are meant to do an emotional cutting of a cord. Now, we may have emotional and spiritual cords to people, to places, to careers, to an idea, to a feeling. We have emotional cords, emotional ties in more places than we think. And lunar eclipses are the time in which the cosmos let us know that we have outgrown that relationship or that cord tie, right? And so during this time, whatever is removed from our lives is really meant to be removed. Now, don't get me wrong. This doesn't have to be a bad thing. This can be something like finally being able to get over that ex, finally being able to say, okay, I realize how much I don't need that job that only drains me. Eclipses have such a power that we can go from one state to the next in a matter of weeks. Something that has taken us months to get over can finally happen during eclipse seasons. That's how releasing they are. And think about it. Think about how sometimes, for instance, an ex, right? We've all We've all suffered heartbreak. We've all been in the space where it takes us a long time to get over someone. But when you think about the one person who really, really broke your heart, the one person who months would pass and you could not get over them. I think it's safe to say that most of us, if not all of us, have experienced that at least once. And if you haven't, well, then that's really great for you. But for those of us that have, think about those times. And think about how much suffering there is in that incessant need to think about them, to keep them in our thoughts, keep them in our minds, because sometimes that's the only way that we have any kind of connection to them. They've blocked us from social media, or maybe they haven't blocked us, and maybe we go and look at their profile, and that profile is private. And let's say that we have mutual friends, right? If we have mutual friends, then we kind of hint at what is that person up to. On the one hand, we're saying, nope, I'm over that. I want to get over that. I don't need that energy in my life. And on the other side, we want to know everything. We want to understand what is happening inside of them because it is the only way for us to still have a connection with them. Eclipses come, and all of a sudden, the cosmos realize this unhealthy attachment to the memory of this person is what's keeping you stagnant. And then you come to this place where you realize, oh my God, this is really over. I no longer have anything to do with this person, but I don't even want to anymore. That's the type of energy that eclipses carry with them. And I think that that's why they can be so liberating. We just have to be willing to allow ourselves to be liberated. Because this is a lunar event, situations like, you know, staying stuck on the ex are situations that make us feel emotionally safe. Let's stick with that example of the ex. Keep our ex in our mind, in our heart in some way, keeps us from opening our heart to someone else. It keeps us from looking at what went wrong in the relationship and what our part was in that. We keep ourselves from being liberated because sometimes being liberated takes too much work, or at least that's the way we see it. And it's so much easier to sometimes stay in a place that feels comfortable, even if it's chipping away at our joy and our happiness. This is why the cosmos and eclipses need to intervene from time to time. And this is one of those times, okay? Another thing about eclipses is that you need to pay attention to the people that come in and out of your lives during this time. These are karmic breakups and these are karmic meetups. So be mindful of that, really, from now till the end of July. Eclipses are a time in which things can speed up. Sometimes that thing that you have been waiting on to happen for months, the project that you've been working on for months, eclipses come and everything finally falls into place. Okay. So now, after 8 minutes, I'm going to go into the aspects and the themes of this eclipse. And I will start by saying that more than anything, this eclipse is asking us to keep an open mind to a difference in perception, because that's what's going to allow us to expand, grow, and evolve. Okay, so one thing to note is that this eclipse is filled, it's packed with mutable energy. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 placements in mutable energy. 8. That's 4 placements, 3 planets in the North Node in Gemini, the Moon and the South Node in Sagittarius, and Neptune and Jupiter in Pisces. Mutable energy reminds us that we need to remain flexible and open to whatever life throws at us. We have fixed energy that reminds us that once we commit to something and we stick to it relentlessly, we can accomplish something at the end. Cardinal energy reminds us that if we start something, it's all the universe sometimes asks us to is start. And once we start, we can figure it out along the way. My point is that every quality in the zodiac has a purpose. And mutable energy in this case is telling us to remain flexible and not resist these inevitable changes that are coming to us over the next couple of weeks. Okay? So it's asking us to adapt. And here's the thing with mutable energy is that on the one hand, while it's really great at adapting and adjusting, that adaption and adjustment to what life throws depends a lot on the level of consciousness of the person. Because on the other hand, mutable energy can tend to be escapist and can tend to want to run the other way. So that flexibility really manifests in two different types of energy. Okay, so be mindful of that. With this eclipse, if we lean into change, the energy supports that we are resourceful and will find solutions in places and in people that we probably never thought we'd find solutions in before. So what does that tell us? That we don't have to have it all figured out, that we don't have to have anything figured out. All we have to do is to lean into this new path that the eclipses are opening up for us and trust and understand that this new path would not be opening if it wasn't time. This new path would not be opening if the solutions and the people that are meant to help us along the way were not there. Do you understand how powerful that is? Not only is this an eclipse that's opening up a brand new path for us, but that it requires that we lean into it, that we resist, that we resist resisting, that we stop resisting, and that we have faith. This is so important because this eclipse has the potential to accelerate energy and put us on a new path very quickly and will allow things to unfold very quickly. Here's what I will say. Because we have four placements in Gemini in this eclipse, it can feel like we have a lot of new things, a lot of new information, a lot of new commitments coming to us really, really quickly. And because Mercury is going to go retrograde in Gemini, us not having a clear picture and us thinking, okay, wait a minute, this is a little too much too fast. And for you to say that is absolutely appropriate because eclipse energy can be volatile. If it has the power to move something into place quickly, to jump you from 35th in the line to first in the line, all of a sudden you thought, well, I'm 35th in line, so I have some time to prepare. All of a sudden you meet the right person, you come to the right place, right time. That's very much eclipse energy. You're at the first of the line of whatever that means for you. And all of a sudden you have to step up. What do you do? Do you run away? Or do you trust that the wisdom and the knowledge that you have up to this point is enough for you to step up to being first in line? Does that make sense? The potential for a new timeline to form and therefore a new path to form is totally, totally there. I would not be surprised if this eclipse manifests for some people in that they thought that they were going to, you know, have a project ready till next year and something happens to where they have to launch that project 3-4 months sooner than they thought. That changes a whole new thing, but the potential for growth by launching a project or presenting an idea much sooner than you thought you needed to is probably exactly what you needed to release old belief systems about your capability and to release old belief systems about procrastination, for instance. You will not have place to procrastinate because you are being asked to step up. Okay? So, with the sun and the moon in opposition, which is what makes a full moon at 5 degrees Sagittarius, we are being confronted with those belief systems. If the sun represents in part what we process, right, what we process mentally, and the moon represents what we process emotionally, whenever we have a full moon, but especially a full moon eclipse, the cosmos are giving us no other choice but to look at the belief systems that we currently have, that we currently carry, and ask ourselves, what have those belief systems led me to build up to this point in my life, all right? So some of the questions to ask ourselves, especially with a full moon eclipse, because remember, full moons are about culminations. They're about endings. They're about a release. In order for us to be liberated by something, in order for there to be space for something new. It's not a coincidence that we have a full moon eclipse, which is about release, before we have a new moon eclipse next month, which is about planting a new seed. In order for us to have space to plant something new, we need to let go of something else. Okay? So some of the questions to ask yourself are, how have your belief systems changed in the last 12 months? Which still need to change? Are we resisting the release of a certain belief system because it keeps us safe? Think about that, okay? Think about the example of the ex that I mentioned earlier. Are we resisting releasing the thought of this ex because it's the only way we feel we have a connection to them? Or do we dare to be brave, release that thought, that memory of them, and open ourselves up to someone new who we may not know who and how they are, but we can trust that we deserve better than where we are, than where we are now? Okay? The moon will approach within a few hours after the actual eclipse and will conjunct the south node in Sagittarius. The south node, regardless of whether it's in Sagittarius or not, represents a point of release. It represents a point of karmic release that, not because it's bad, but because the lessons that we've needed to learn from that south node point have already been learned. Therefore, we need to evolve to other belief systems. We need to evolve to other lessons and to other wisdoms, which is going to be found in the North Node. And in this case, the North Node is in Gemini. So the North Node in Gemini is asking us to keep an open mind, keep a flexible perspective, and to think outside of what we know, to allow ourselves to think outside of our sometimes very rigid mindset. Another aspect of this full moon eclipse that emphasizes this letting go of what we think we know is the fact that this lunar eclipse is ruled by Jupiter. So let me tell you why. This is a full moon eclipse in Sagittarius. The ruler of Sagittarius is Jupiter. And Jupiter is currently just brand new into the sign of Pisces. And it just so happens that Jupiter in Pisces is creating a T-square to the moon, to that full moon. We have the full moon at 5 degrees Sagittarius, and that Jupiter in Pisces is at 1 degree. This T-square to the sun and the moon represents Jupiter expanding and exaggerating, perhaps, the emotional release of whatever it is that we need to let go. So it can, in fact, feel extremely emotional. Lunar events are already emotional, and anything that Jupiter touches in any way just increases. So be mindful of that and be aware of the fact that whatever feels like it needs to be let go, it's going to feel more difficult than not. That tends to be the case with things that we know we need to let go and don't want to, but this is especially true with how Jupiter in Pisces touches the full moon. But here's the thing about Jupiter in Pisces. Pisces is the sign of spirituality, of letting go and letting God, of believing before seeing. Jupiter also rules Pisces. It rules both Sagittarius and Pisces. So the expansion of letting go of an old belief system with just Sagittarius, the expansion that can come from that allows for an opening of consciousness, for an opening of a new spiritual understanding within ourselves, which is Pisces. So this T-square between Jupiter and Pisces in the full moon challenges our minds very, very much, because not only do we have to allow this to be an emotional event, an emotional cutting of a cord, but we have to understand that this is all happening at an intuitive, emotional, and spiritual level. It is a full moon, and regardless of the fact that there are four placements in Gemini, those Gemini placements are not going to trump the Pisces energy that is available to us. Because not only is Jupiter in Pisces, but Neptune is in Pisces as well. And Neptune in Pisces is the energy of dissolution. The dissolution, again, of an idea of what we thought things were going to be, of how we thought things that should be. There's more of a dissolving of something. And what's really going to make a difference of how we take that is how much we're willing to surrender to it. Okay. Remember that Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. Therefore, another indication of something ending. And because it is the last sign of the zodiac, it's an extremely spiritual sign, there is an ending of things that is an unraveling, an undoing of a certain part of our lives, a karmic completion of something. But with that, which can seem really difficult, Pisces is also the sign of kindness, of acceptance, of forgiveness, of compassion. So a lot of times when things end for us, because we're human beings and we tend to learn things the hard way, better than not, if this moment in your life feels a little difficult, or again, feels that whatever is being removed is completely out of your control, remember that there is always space for forgiveness of other, but also forgiveness of yourself for not knowing better at any particular time. For acceptance of the fact that if someone, for instance, doesn't want to be in your life, that even though it breaks your heart, you deserve to be with someone who does want to be a part of your life. Having compassion for yourself, because even though you may not know what to do, you're still being guided even while you're feeling a lot of pain. Okay. I don't want to be a downer here. I'm not saying that this eclipse is going to be awful, but it is powerful. And sometimes when we experience powerful energies that feel out of our control, out of our understanding, we can tend to be really hard on ourselves, on us, because we feel that we should have the answer to navigate certain periods of our lives. And the fact of the matter is that there are certain periods of our lives that don't require us to know what to do. In fact, especially during eclipses, it's better for us not to try to know what to do, to understand and to allow for the things that are unfolding to unfold. And instead of trying to figure out an answer, appreciate the lessons that are coming with the unfolding of certain things and certain events. That's how karmic eclipse energy is. We have to be humble enough to understand that our human capacity, that our human understanding can only understand so much. And that if we genuinely believe that we are co-creators of our reality, then this human conditioning sometimes needs to step outside and allow for divine intervention and observe that divine intervention and then say, okay, universe, I see you. I see what you just did. Okay. I saw who you removed from my life. I saw who you put in my life. I saw what door closed. Therefore, I saw that window open. Okay. I see you. That will be the universe, May, June, and July. It's up to us to step aside and let it do its thing. Come late July, early August, we can say, okay, this is what the universe showed me the last 6 to 8 weeks. Now it's time to bring my human capacities, my human talents, my human perception, and implement and mold what was left from the eclipses. That is co-creating with the universe. That is you being humble enough to say, I don't know everything. I don't know it all. I don't want to know it all, because I can allow myself to be guided. This is when Gemini energy makes a whole lot more sense. Gemini energy for the most part, and very generally, tends to be an energy that wants to rationalize things, that wants to know the facts about things, that wants to communicate all the things, wants to know the instructions, the step by step. If you tell me that I need to do steps 1 through 10 and that's going to bring me the love of my life, then that's what I want to do. That can be Gemini energy, and I know that I'm exaggerating a little bit, but we can function like that a lot, in a lot of ways in our lives, and this is not the time. What Gemini energy is asking us more than anything, especially during eclipse season, is for us to keep an open mind when it comes to ourselves, to our processing, to relationships. And because the North Node is involved, it's asking us to please remember that everything that is unfolding is unfolding in perfect divine timing. We are exactly where we are in this moment because we are meant to be. Whatever it is that we are realizing now, we were not meant to realize a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago. We were not. That wasn't the point then. There were other lessons then. This, what we're experiencing right now and what's going to unfold for us over the next 6 to 8 weeks is what is meant to be happening, and we have to allow it to happen, okay? Gemini, Mercury in Gemini at 24 degrees is creating a square to Neptune in Pisces at 22 degrees. Remember, Piscean energy, especially Neptune in Pisces, represents an energy of dissolution. So the dissolution of what we thought a relationship was going to turn out to be, what we thought a job was going to turn out to be. In Gemini, it represents our cognitive understanding of that, but without trying to do anything about it just yet. Remember, Mercury is going to go retrograde in Gemini on May 29th, which further emphasizes surrendering. How interesting, right? That in the middle of eclipse season, when eclipses represent a correction of our soul's course, that Mercury, the planet that represents cognitive thought and cognitive processing, is going to slow down. How interesting is that? And sorry, if you hear little birds outside, my neighbor has birds and they're singing all day long. I think they're just as excited about this class as I am. So if you hear them in the background, just know that that's what that is. So the planet of cognitive thought, processing, and rationalization is going to go retrograde during a time of eclipses in which we are just meant to allow things to happen. Gemini is there to remind us to keep an open mind more than anything else. It's not asking us to try and understand. It's not asking us to try and make something happen that isn't meant to happen. It's not asking us to know the answers. It's simply asking us to keep an open mind. And so what does the universe do? It slows down mercurial communication energy. We're meant to allow things to be. We're meant to allow things to unfold. The mind, Gemini, wants to plan. But Pisces energy is saying, don't worry about it. Trust. Trust right now. Trust that you are being guided into the right situation, into the right relationship. And once you're in there, then you can begin. Then you can begin to plan, then you can begin to do, then you can begin to get all the facts and all the stuff. But think about how crucial that is. Sometimes we get in our own way because we want to get that job in a particular way. Let's say that you want to go out and get a job. That's your dream job. And you have researched and you have done all the things to get that job. But you don't know what the employer looks for. There are so many types of employers out there. Some do not care what your qualifications are. because they want to know the type of personality that you have. They want to know how you're going to work with the rest of the office. They want to know if you're open-minded enough to learn a new way of doing something. This isn't me just spitting stuff out. Guys, in my previous career, I was hired several times, not based on what I knew, but based on my personality, my willingness to work hard, and my open-mindedness to learn new ways of doing things. And I cannot tell you how much that helped me. I cannot tell you how much that expanded my mind to doing the same type of work in so many different ways. It led to promotions, it led to working at bigger law firms, it led to making a lot more money. It was good. It was good while it lasted, and it was good because I kept an open mind. Remember, Gemini and Sagittarius axis, that axis of the zodiac, is about the student and the teacher dynamic. The only way that we will be teachers of this life is if we remain perpetual students of this life. Okay, and Neptune in Pisces is reminding us that when there is a healthy balance between those two, between the student and the teacher dynamic, intuition flourishes. Okay, so another aspect of this full moon eclipse is that Mars in Cancer trines Neptune in Pisces. Mars in Cancer can be irritable energy, so it's going to be extremely important for us to manage and be mindful of our emotional processes, okay? Meditation, checking in with ourselves on a daily basis, checking in with ourselves multiple times throughout the day, even if we need to set alarms, for instance, okay? This connection between Cancer and Pisces energy is all water energy, and it's asking us to trust the process. As much as Mars is a planet of action, it's a fire planet, and it's far more direct than Cancer. If we allow ourselves to be guided by Cancerian intuitive energy, action will simply take place on its own. It'll be like things unfolding and happening with us really having to do anything, until we actually have to do something, which will not be made clear to us till August. So we have some time, okay? If we are being presented with change and we are resisting it, we're going to feel it in our bodies. We're going to feel it in our minds. It can cause anxiety. It can make us lack sleep. It can make us feel a lot of aches and pains all over our body. We have to surrender. And we have to stop searching for the answers that we think we need and allow the answers that our soul needs to unfold. Saturn retrograde in Aquarius creates a beautiful freaking trine to the North Node in Gemini at 10 degrees. What does this mean? Saturn in Aquarius has been telling us since December of 2020, you have to rebuild your foundations from a completely different perspective and outside the box, Aquarius. Currently, it's retrograde. The fact that Saturn in Aquarius is retrograde from May to October means that we have a second chance at rebuilding, redefining, finessing, sharpening, strengthening, deepening anything that we started in December or January of 2021. Okay, so anything that we started in December 2020 or January of 2021, we now have the next 5 months to strengthen and make better. Why? Because this full moon is telling us that if we are exactly where we are meant to be in this moment in time, and we have been building foundations that are a little rocky because this is brand new territory for us, the trine to the North Node in Gemini is saying, awesome. Keep moving, allow things to unfold, keep an open mind, and understand that come August, you will have all of the answers you need and want to continue moving on this new path. You are being guided and directed. Believe me, I am so excited for the direction and the guidance that is coming to all of us in ways that we don't really understand yet. So we need to trust that. focus, the way that we focus on our responsibilities, the way that we continue acting, right, with Saturnian energy, because this isn't just about sitting down and letting and not doing anything. This is about still being responsible for, you know, so let's say that you ventured out on your own. You have your own business that you started in December or January. This doesn't mean that you're just going to stop it all, you know, for the next 6 to 8 weeks and you're not going to do anything. No, it means that you sharpen your daily habits, that you are much more punctual with your work. It means that you are much more organized with your time, especially with Mercury going retrograde by the end of the month. As long as you stick to your already daily responsibilities in a consistent and committed way, everything else around you will fall into place on its own. And that's how we remain co-creating with the universe, okay? Finally, Saturn in Aquarius is also creating a square to Taurus. I have done another lesson extensively on the Saturn square Uranus. I highly suggest that you go back and you look for it. And you listen to that, what that's about and how that fully plays out the rest of the year. Okay. So understand that May and June are going to be months in which a lot will be happening and not much is going to make sense at the time. That's because we have a lot of mutable energy. We have very active Pisces energy. And we have a Mercury retrograde. But understand that come August, there will be clarity. It will be like, let's say you're walking down a road, right? And all of a sudden, you go through this cloud of rain. And you walk through the cloud of rain, you get wet, you can't really see too much ahead of you because the rain is really heavy. And then you get past that cloud of rain. And on the other side, it's dry and it's sunny and it's pleasant. I am not saying that this is going to be an awful time, not at all. But what I am saying is that it can feel heavy if you don't do well with change. And it can feel heavy if you're resisting change. Look, this lunar eclipse has the ability to really clear from our paths, from our lives, that which we no longer need and that which needs to leave our lives in order for us to build something beautiful from now till the end of the year. We just have to let it happen. And so from your space within, understand what your daily priorities are, what your daily responsibilities are. Stick to those. Stick to a workout regimen. Stick to your work regimen. Stick to a food regimen. Try to stick to as many things that bring you a sense of structure, because eclipse energy can have us feeling really, really cloudy. So the more we have in our lives, and it doesn't have to be a ton of responsibilities, it can be just our top priorities that we do on a daily basis, like rituals, it can really give us a sense of grounding while everything around us is moving and moving very quickly. So I hope this is helpful. And remember that you can always reach out to me via email or social media. So many full moon blessing, love, and vibes to you all. Bye-bye.